is Wednesday. Time for our weekly chat with our staff medical advisor from South Strand in Turnus. Every Wednesday, we talk with Dr. Vandegrift, or today, Dr. Brian Adler, about various health topics. And today, we're going to be talking about probably the number one health concern here in our area, and not just in our area, and that is opiate addiction. We're going to be talking about hearing a lot of other stuff like that, too. Good morning, Dr. Adler.
Good morning, Jim.
Now, I think everybody, I've been talking a lot about the various town meetings. I've been covering stories about the police agencies here getting Narcan. There is what appears to me to be, anyway, an epidemic, certainly with heroin. I guess I should first ask you about what exactly is an opiate. But it has really become, to me, a frightening problem. I'm just overwhelmed with how the magnitude of how bad this is, and I know there's a lot of things going into effect in it. But let's start, first of all, because I just brought up heroin. I don't know if we should narrow it down that. Opiates could be heroin, illegal drugs, but can they not also be the prescription drugs that we've heard so much about?
That's correct, Jim. Opiates are a class of drugs typically used for pain, so that would include morphine and hydrocodone and Percocet and oxycodone and anything that's in the pain treatment category. They're highly addictive drugs. Heroin is another form of opiate, which of course can be taken in many different ways, and injecting it, of course, is one of the more dangerous. The epidemic is staggering right now, and it's underreported, and nobody is really reporting this, but particularly in the younger population, the number of people right now dying from overdoses far exceed what we were seeing during the AIDS epidemic back in the 80s. So again, we're seeing the younger population right now, anywhere from 18 to 30, just dying in a very, very high rate, more than traffic accidents and every other cause of death. And again, it's not limited just to younger folks and people using heroin. There's an epidemic of people who are dependent, taking narcotics. Many of them are prescribed. Many folks that I see come in here are seeing doctors that are prescribing things like oxycodone, OxyContin, Percocet, a variety of pain medicines they're taking four, five, six times a day. And again, the problems and the complications from this is staggering in terms of what we're seeing out there, from disability, from the drugs, overdoses, complications, injuries, just to name a few.
You are an expert in this. You part of your practice is dealing with addiction and all types of addictions. And before we went on the air, we were talking about this, and I asked you, when you talk about the opiates, I would expect more people who accidentally become addicted because they've been dealing with pains, they're prescribed these medications, when they realize that they are, or they're losing control and their ability to control the use of these opiates, I can see them much more likely to go and seek medical help. The other side of the coin is the heroin epidemic. That's the one that blows my mind. But I know it's both, and I don't want to, you know, exclude either one of those. But I asked you, do you really have people coming in saying, hey, I'm addicted to heroin and I can't get off? Because to me, it just seems like the lifestyle spirals so fast and out of control so quickly that you get to a point where you don't even know what you're doing. But your answer, sadly, I guess I should say not sadly, but yes, you do have people coming into your practice, your office at South Strand in Turnus, with heroin addictions. And I guess that is a good thing that they're seeking help, but it just shows to me, or maybe I'm just a little naive, but that this is the impact of this current epidemic of drug use is a little overwhelming to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very big problem. No easy answers. I think one issue, of course, is access to care. Many out there either just don't realize that there's access and there is help. Many can't afford it. Many are afraid. Many just are so caught up in the disease of addiction that they can't help themselves without family intervention. Often people get to me after there's been a crisis. So some have been incarcerated or hospitalized. They've lost a job. They've lost career. They've lost family. So many times it takes a crisis to bring these people to the point where they're willing to ask for help. Others are getting to the point where they're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And again, a lot of the folks that I see who are taking opioids opiates, narcotics of all ages. And again, I'm not limiting our conversation to young people, but I see people in their 60s and 70s and even older who are taking large amounts of narcotics. Many of them are prescribed, but actually some of them are actually bought off the street, mainly because once they get on these drugs, they can't stop. And the problem is that if you take them on a regular basis and then all of a sudden you don't have them, you get very sick. And again, the awful feeling of withdrawal from an opiate will often drive people to do whatever it takes, whether it's legal or illegal, to get them. So, I mean, that's the big problem with these drugs, is that once you become dependent, when you don't have them, you get sick. So, again, the issue is access to care and letting people know that there are ways to get off of these drugs in a safe and effective manner. There is several different options for people, again, who really are reaching that point where they want an alternative. Many of the folks that I see are working people. I see professionals, teachers, people, law enforcement, people of all walks of life who are dependent on narcotics. Nobody knows it because, again, they're taking their medications unseen. And again, many of these folks are having to hide, you know, in the bathroom or step out from their workplace to pop their pills or take their injections every couple of hours so they can just look normal. But they're quietly suffering and they're miserable because they're so caught up. Many will find out that there are options, and either through family or going online or just reading, and they'll come in and say, you know, doc, I just can't manage this anymore. I see people every day in that situation that just say, look, you know, I just can't manage this anymore and I need help. So a lot of those are walking in saying, yeah, I have an opiate addiction and I need help. So, again, I think awareness and letting people know that there are options and there's access to care is the first step.
I got to admit that it scares me a little bit that because I hear these stories about people who, for example, chronic back pain, and they get prescribed these drugs, and before you know it, they do build up a resistance. Now they're taking more and more. We've actually had some conversations about similar things like that over the years. And that just seems so common and so easy to sneak up on somebody. The other side of the coin, though, the heroin part, that is a different thing. I know that they can be related. Folks may be starting off on these opiates that are prescribed to them and then turning to heroin, but the access to it is what blows my mind. You know, in this day and age, that there's so much heroin out there, and that concerns me a little bit. So my question is when somebody comes in, and I don't know if there is a difference in how you treat, say, an oxycodone versus a heroin. But let's talk about heroin just a little bit. The physical manifestations that does to you, where it drives you crazy, you got to go do this addiction thing. How do you treat that? I know 12-step programs for a lot of things, but it blows my mind that somebody can say, I'm addicted to heroin and I need help. And I just don't know what you say to that person or what you do to treat it.
Well, again, the effects of heroin are no different than any other opiate, whether it's a pill. Again, the problem with opiate or heroin as an opiate right now is that injecting it or snorting it, you get a very quick high. You get the levels into your blood very quickly. So initially, people who use heroin either recreationally, you know, will get a very quick and immediate and very intense high, which, again, for many people, have them hooked from the very first time they've tried it. The bigger issue with heroin right now is it's so cheap and accessible that, you know, this is why it's escalating, you know, worldwide right now, because there's a huge distribution system, a huge market, and, again, it's readily available and cheap. And now they're lacing it with a drug called fentanyl, which is another narcotic opiate, which is about 100 times stronger than morphine. So it's mixed in with the heroin. People don't know that, but oftentimes when they use their typical heroin dose, if there happens to be a high level of fentanyl mixed in with the heroin, they can go, become over-medicated and overdose and die. So, you know, again, I think it's cheap, it's available, it's accessible, and I think that's one of the reasons why we've seen a big rise in heroin, particularly in the younger folks.
I drive by every day the Center of Hope Methadone Clinic, and I know that there's a staggering number of people there on some mornings. It blows my mind at 4 a.m. already there getting the methadone. What is methadone? What is that treatment? And what does that do to help folks get off of the opioids?
Well, methadone is an opiate, and again, it's a controlled opiate that works to basically replace the narcotic that they're taking. So they come in every day and they get their fixed amount of medication. Methadone is definitely one option. The other option that is available now is a drug called buprenorphine, which is now becoming more the standard of care many times. That can be prescribed in a physician office for physicians who are credentialed and licensed to prescribe that particular drug. So methadone is one option where most people do have to come to a methadone clinic on a daily basis. Many folks aren't comfortable going to a methadone clinic because they feel a little bit stigmatized, you know, going to a clinic for fear that somebody might see them there, as opposed to coming to a physician office where nobody knows why they're there, and they're getting their prescriptions. Often most folks that I treat who are on buprenorphine are coming in once a month for their medication and their counseling. So again, it's a little easier than the methadone clinic, but again, it's still a medication that's replacing narcotic. But again, the methadone and buprenorphine are two very, very successful treatment programs to help people get off narcotics, street drugs, heroin. And unfortunately, for many people who are really struggling with this problem, 12-step programs, which are great and very, very effective, often alone, aren't enough. Many do need to be on medication as a substitution to help them get off the narcotic. It's too powerful of an addiction. It's life-threatening. And again, without help from medication, proper treatment, it's very, very difficult. It's not something you're just going to walk away from.
Well, there's certain things you've said over the years that stick in my mind. And one of them is, I don't know what we were talking about on that day, but you said no one chooses to be an addict. And for folks out there, you know, I always close the program saying if anything we've talked about sounds familiar to you, talk to your health care provider. But I do want to point out in this case, you can talk to your health care provider about it. But Dr. Adler at South Strand Internist, this is one of his specialties, is addiction. And he's obviously dealing with heroin addiction. And unfortunately, all these addictions that are related on a daily basis. So the good news is there is help out there. There is an answer and there's hope out there. And you can call South Strand Internist, 843-650-4006.